There are no restaurants in the 500-person town of Thorn Bay on Prince of Wales Island, but that looks like it's going to change. The Southeast Island School District, which serves Thorn Bay and several other rural schools, is buying a vacant restaurant from the city. They're going to use food from school greenhouses and a bakery to provide fresh meals for residents and business experience for students. KRBD's Emily Files has the story.
It will be called the Thorn Bay Cafe. Here are some of the entree possibilities.
Carnitas tacos, maybe a taco salad, you know, some Mexican things. A barbecue pork sandwich, a Philly cheesesteak or a chicken cheesesteak. A couple of different kinds of soup every day because we're going into winter.
Susan Powell is a restaurant manager from Oregon. The Southeast Island School District hired her to take charge of the Thorn Bay Cafe project. She's still working on the menu, but she plans to use produce from four school greenhouses, and she'll get bread and tortillas from a small bakery run by the Kaufman Cove School.
I think the main goal is to support the schools and to promote their products and to have student involvement.
Megan Fitzpatrick is Thorn Bay's 7th through 12th grade teacher. She said this restaurant is one more fruit to spring from the labor and success of the student-run greenhouse. The school district started operating the hydroponic greenhouse in Thorn Bay in February. Here's how they made it a learning opportunity for the kids.
We decided to split the class and run it like a company. We broke the 20 kids into, I think it was five or six different departments.
The departments included construction, business, horticulture, and purchasing and ordering. Fitzpatrick says the students were evaluated on their youth employability skills, like work ethic and showing up on time.
Pushing it home that we're running a business here, and it takes the whole group to keep the business running.
They grew mostly lettuce, butter lettuce, red leaf, romaine, and they sold it to the school lunch program and local grocery stores. The greenhouse was so successful that the school district is planning to build three more this fall and winter in Naugatuck, Kassan, and Kaufman Cove. So what happened to the Thorn Bay operation after the school year ended?
So there were a few kids that were really into it, and they worked all summer long. They independently kept the greenhouse running.
The idea to revitalize a vacant restaurant and connect it with the greenhouse came from the students and from Superintendent Lauren Birch.
I think the restaurant might have originally come from Mr. Birch, but then the kids sort of morphed it that they can grow the products for it, sell them, and also have a place to sell their products.
The restaurant used to be in Kaufman Cove. Thorn Bay City Administrator Wayne Benner says Thorn Bay bought it and moved it in 2012.
The goal was to try to generate some economic development and get some jobs going in the city of Thorn Bay.
Since then, two operators have leased the restaurant, but both canceled their leases after less than a year. The city put out a request for proposals again, and the school district was the only bidder. The school district doesn't want to lease the restaurant, but buy it for about $15,000. The council has to do one more reading of the plan to sell, and then they'll negotiate an agreement. Fitzpatrick says the students like the idea of the cafe not just because it'll expand their greenhouse business.
They wanted to have a cafe where they could go and do homework after school, a place to kind of hang out, but also to be able to get a snack and some food.
Along with the cafe, the students also want to set up a little shop near the restaurant to sell their goods. Another new development, four schools are getting into the chicken business, so the cafe will have local eggs. Restaurant manager Susan Powell says she's looking around at other local food options, like an oyster farm in Kaufman Cove. The ingredients Powell can't find on island will come from national food distributors. She plans to set up a Facebook page where people can check on the day's menu. Powell thinks if all goes well, Thorn Bay Cafe could be open in mid-November. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.